This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiff's litigation firm. Today's case, Arnold Schutt, et al., appellants versus Board of Zoning Adjustments of Franklin County, Missouri, et al., respondents, decided March 4, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Eastern District. Arnold Schutt, ETL, no, ED112891, appellants, appeal from the Circuit Court of Franklin County versus Honorable Craig E. Hellman, Board of Zoning Adjustments of Franklin County, Missouri, et al. Respondents. Filed March 4, 2025. Introduction. Arnold Schutt and Nancy Dernan, collectively Schutt. 1. Appeal the Circuit Court's judgment dismissing his petition for writ of certiorari or judicial review against the Franklin County Board of Zoning Adjustment, Board, granting VBBTS2 LLC, Vertical Bridge, a variance for a wireless communications tower. Vertical Bridge moved to dismiss Schutt's petition for two reasons. 1. The claim was barred by the shot clock time limitation in per hour of 67,596. 4. And 2. Schutt did not preserve his arguments before the board. 2. The Circuit Court entered judgment dismissing Schutt's petition without stating the reasons for its decision. Schutt raises 6 points on appeal. In points Y and 2, Schutt argues his petition stated a recognized cause of action. In point 1, Mr. Schutt and Ms. Dernan are owners of real estate adjacent to the property at issue in this litigation. Mr. Schutt alone presented opposition testimony at the board hearing. This court refers to them collectively as Schutt for simplicity. No disrespect is intended to Ms. Dernan. 2. All statutory references are to ARSMO, comme supplément section 2023, unless otherwise specified. 2.3, he contends the shot clock time limitation does not bar his petition. In point 4, he asserts his claims were preserved because his arguments were mentioned by the board members. In point V, he claims he had no duty to preserve his arguments because the board's hearing was a non-contested case under Chapter 536. Finally, in point 6, he contends he had no obligation to preserve his arguments because he did not bear the burden of proof. 3. As to points line in the South, 2. This court holds that because Schutt does not identify any actual rulings or actions of the circuit court, the points are substantially non-compliant with Rule 84.04 and preserve nothing for review. As to points bar 6, this court holds that because none of the claims in Schutt's petition were raised before the board, he failed to preserve his arguments. Because he failed to preserve his arguments, the circuit court did not err in dismissing his petition. Points 32 and Ibis 6 are dispositive. This court declines to address point 3. The circuit court's judgment is affirmed. Factual and procedural history. Vertical Bridge sought to build a 295-foot wireless communications tower in rural Franklin County. Vertical Bridge applied for a variance from Franklin County's 250-foot height restriction on such towers. 4. The variance application was approved following a hearing in November 2023. However, at the same hearing, the board notified Vertical Bridge it may need to apply for a variance to the setback from the right-of-way. 5. The board also discussed requiring Vertical Bridge to obtain a variance from the fall zone regulation, requiring the distance from the tower's base 3. Schutt argued for the first time in his reply brief that PAR of 67,596.4 only applies to applications to construct a new wireless support structure. PAR 67,596.4. He claimed Vertical Bridge's variance applications did not meet this technical definition. Appellate courts are generally precluded from addressing assertions made for the first time in a reply brief because a respondent has no opportunity to address the argument. Coin vs. Coin, 17SW3904906, MOAP, ED 2000. Schutt's new arguments are not preserved and this court does not consider them. 4. Franklin County Article 19, Section 348A. 5. Franklin County requires towers to be set back from all public or private rights of way at a distance equal to the height of the structure. Franklin County Article 19, Section 348C. 3. The proposed tower was 295 feet tall, but only 100 feet from Highway C. 3. To the property line, to be at least 1.5 times the tower's height. 6. However, Franklin County Unified Land Use Regulations provide that the board can administratively vary the fall zone regulation if the tower owner can provide a letter from a certified engineer verifying the tower will collapse on itself. Seven, the planning director of the Planning and Zoning Commission declared at the February 2024 hearing, the fall zone can be varied administratively if we get a registered engineer's letter, which we had. So the engineer's letter was good for the fall zone requirement that they don't need on the property. Because Vertical Bridge submitted this letter to the board, it determined Vertical Bridge did not need to apply for a fall.